Blog Talk Radio.
You pressure, babe. She like the finer things. You pressure, babe. You pressure, babe. You pressure, babe. She's like a diamond man. She like the finer things. She like the finer things. Foreign bitch, foreign when she ride. Damn, I love the way I feel inside. All she wanna do is go shy. Fuck with her cause she ain't toxic. And I know that shit. But she feelin' on me like a fuck. And I love that shit. Foreign bitch, foreign when she ride. Damn, I love the way I feel inside. All she wanna do is go shy. You pressure, babe. And I love that shit. Fuckin' that bitch on the regular. She not a regular. I give her ride like the wrestler. I turn her on, it's electrical. She riding the dick with no hands like a Tesla. I'm never pressing her. When these niggas be texting her, I just be flexing and sexing her. Look at my wrist, I got time today. But today I'm like my rolling spin. I'm about to surf in that pussy, just watch how I ride the wave. You pressure, ooh girl, you just some pressure. Baby, you a trophy, should put you on a dresser. Super, thick, ooh you, lit. Stomach, flat, super, thick. You pressure like when I'm smoking. You the baddest bitch and you know it. Pressure, babe. She's like a diamond man. She like the finer things. She like the finer things. Foreign bitch, foreign when she ride. Damn, I love the way I feel inside. All she wanna do is go shy. Fuck with her cause she ain't toxic. And I know that shit. But she's feeling on me like a fuck. And I love that shit. Foreign bitch, foreign when she ride. Damn, I love the way I feel inside. All she wanna do is go shy. You pressure, babe. And I love that shit.
I'm pressure. Hop on that shit, get electric.
Yeah.
Ride on that shit like a Tesla,
yeah.
No hands.
Yeah.
Hope you can handle this pressure, baby. Five-star, everything big. Balenciaga bag with the heels. Tell I ain't never miss a meal. All this ass got a minute still. Four diva, floor seater. Pressure, I ain't pressed over shit. Two-seater, foreign visa. I be overseas with the drip. Chanel frame, fees on the hip. Pop shit, clean off the lip. Spicy little mama getting rich. Turn a straight nigga to sell. I'm pressure, baby. And you know you special, baby. I'm pressure like what he smoking on. I'm the baddest bitch, can't put me wrong. I'm pressure, baby. Drive him extra crazy.
I love that shit.
Other bitches, yeah, he dove that shit. Charlie, baby, I'm the one, that's it.
You pressure, babe. She's like a diamond man. She like the finer thing. She like the finer thing. Foreign bitch, foreign when she ride. Damn, I love the way I feel inside. All she wanna do is go shy. Fuck with her cause she ain't toxic. And I know that shit. But she's feeling on me like a fuck. And I love that shit. Foreign bitch, foreign when she ride. Damn, I love the way I feel inside. All she wanna do is go shy. You pressure, babe. And I love that shit. You pressure, babe. She's like a diamond man. She like the finer things. She like the finer things. Foreign bitch, foreign when she ride. Damn, I love the way I feel inside. All she wanna do is go shy. Fuck with her cause she ain't toxic. And I know that shit. But she's feeling on me like a fuck. And I love that shit. Foreign bitch, foreign when she ride. Damn, I love the way I feel inside. All she wanna do is go shy. You pressure, babe. And I love that shit.
Just make it clap for me.
My girl on the floor.
Shake it right.
behind me cause he go crazy for the view. Trying to wife me, you know I had to refuse. Unapologetic, hope you don't get it confused. Pull up to the club and designer. Watch me fuck it up just to give you a reminder. The type of time I'm on, I put you on a timer. Damn, that nigga was a writer. Where my girls at? Let me see you shake it right.
Shake it right.
Don't break them, but let them know the pussy tight.
Yeah, just make it clap for me. Put my girl on the floor.
Yeah.
We back at it. It was a great song. It was a great show. I'm not alone tonight. Got my homegirl in the building. Guess what's going on?
Hey, it's not a thing about to grab a bottle of wine. Turn up a little bit while we're, exchanging ideas and talking that shit. How are you gentlemen doing tonight?
We good. We waiting for Dio to talk to him. He should be here shortly. I told him 9 o'clock, but I forgot. He's in North Dakota.
He's in,
so
he's
9
in
o'clock
Central
his time.
Central Mountain Time, yeah.
So you're going to get there, right? You're going to get there, right? So look, people, we are a great show for you, man. Some great topics, some great conversations, some great music. So what I need y'all to do right now is sit tight, and we'll be right back. It's a HumbleWatch experience. Y'all know the number, 563-999-3718. Let's go.
Can't fuck with these bitches, all I see is. Bitches are not glad, but you already know.
hoe kicker, hoe kicker, don't put their ass on the floor. Smoking bad boys with my dick in her throat. Yeah, she like it, she love it, I call her the goat. I'm from the country, they throwing up foes in the middle of the street, throwing up 6-0. Signing the chalk and that be lifted up. Can't fuck with these bitches, all I see is hoes, gang. Got some gas, nigga, roll up, ayy.
Fly nigga, I be floating out Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Yeah, party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm Uncle Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down, cause my bank long. I just made a 50, ain't no bank loan. I be jiggin' with a beeper, hit the payphone. Get it in with my meager, split the pesos. Might need you for the neck, but I don't chase hoes. I can get you for the checks, I want the bank rolls. Your bitch gon' eat the D, I call it Mickey D's. All this water on my neck, I'm drippin' VVs. Put the ice up on my wrist, and we're in a D3s. Had to pull up in that Benz, I'm goin' D3s. Like my nigga can't five, I tell him B's. My cousin bangin' for the five, he bangin' big B's. But my homies from the other side, I don't bang cause they bang for me otherwise. Fly nigga, I be floating out Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Yeah, party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm Uncle Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down cause my bank long. I just made a 50, ain't no bank long.
She think I love her, I'm just gassing like Valero. Hop in the coupe with a bird, she's a sparrow. Niggas mad cause I keep shooters like LaMelo. Don't be mad, your niggas softer than some pillows. See what some pointers in your ear, bitch, these igloos. And what I spent on the chain caused a ice age. She just tryna kick it, I ain't Luke Kane. Big Bentley whipping, talking Moose Sane. Big nigga drip, make a sucker, then the color it. Door close itself, all I do is press a button it. Bought a B&B, cause that's what I feel like fucking it. Louis V, duffel, yeah, them racks, we be sucking.
Nigga clap, do the soldier, yeah. She throw it back, I'm like, hold up, yeah. Ayy, in the cream soda, eh. Got some gas, nigga, roll up, eh. Fly nigga, I be floating out Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Yeah, party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm Uncle Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down cause my bank long. I just made a 50, ain't no bank long.
Yo, yo, yo. Scratch that too.
I have.
Yeah, I mean,
yo. Who's that just chimed in?
Huh?
Who's that just chimed in that said unmute it?
Oh, no, that's a unmute. That's just the network.
Oh, good times.
That's great.
Oh. Oh, good times.
But to be honest with you, there is someone on the line. Let's see.
Let's see who it is.
The man's in the building. What's going on, Gio?
What's going on with you, partner? What's going on with y'all? How y'all feeling today?
Hey. Helen. Get
ready to
knock
that
for one. Get it right.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. What's the news, Uncle Drake? The news, man.
Well, what I do is...
Oh, go ahead.
What I do know is I did check out that series of Black Mirror, per your suggestion. Damn it.
Oh, how was it?
Knocked my socks off.
I told you, man. I told you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, next time I'm going to make sure that the laces are tied and, or strap up the boots, because it definitely did knock my socks off. I was not ready for that dystopian futuristic,
so you watch,
not really. Wow. Yes.
Oh, man, you messed up. You messed up. You're supposed to watch one by one, man. It's like candy. You can't eat them all in one time. You got to savor the flavor a little bit, you know.
Nah, but I went down that rabbit hole with the interactive one. I was so mad.
Yeah.
I felt like I wasted my life. I can't get back.
That's working for you. Yep, they got a lot of that coming out now this year. That interactive mode.
Yeah,
you kind of trying to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah. Remember, how the weather that way? How the weather?
Is it again?
I said, how's the weather that way?
Cold.
With a chance of snow coming in on Wednesday.
Are you serious?
Oh, see? Yeah. Yeah, that's how it is. It's time for that winter. I'm surprised that everything is as cold as it is. I mean, it's actually warm for the January. Honestly, it was warm. I'm in a cold, cold state. So, right. I think today I have probably 22 degrees.
Oh, jeez. Keep that.
Yeah, for real. I'm tired of it. It's supposed to snow today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Mm-hmm. We had some thick-ass flurries this morning. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what is going on? Wasn't it raining just 10 minutes ago? And next thing you know, a coat of snow.
That's us.
Just the way
that
I freaking like it. Yay.
That is us. It's supposed to snow today. Tomorrow, I think tomorrow is supposed to be 27 for the high, 10 the low. Yeah, it's going to start getting cold. Next week it says -2 for the high, -15 for the low. So I already know what time it is. Next Tuesday, 0 degrees for the high, -18 for the low.
Oh, geez.
And that's the
number.
Oh,
man. You got that.
Ready for it or not ready for it?
Sheesh.
I don't know if Dre talked to
you
about
speechless.
The topic. Did Dre talk to you about the topic today?
About the topic of what? He just pretty much, it's almost, I'm going to say it's potpourri. A little bit of spice and everything nice or not so nice.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Who's ringing? Who's that?
Yeah, no fault. I got to take you out.
Oh, well, that's cute. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I just spoke to Oso. Oso thought that it was, I didn't speak wrong. I texted him. He said that he thought that it was 9:30. I was like, listen, you're on DR time, man. Come on.
Yeah,
so he'll probably more than likely be down it at some point.
Okay, cool.
But I think he on his story, he had a new track that he's probably working on or he's completed. I'm certain. I didn't get a chance because I was chiming in on this podcast to catch up with you, gentlemen.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know where Oso is.
So,
I'm just trying to open this bottle of wine. I have a difficulty.
Only everybody is in good spirits.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. How was your weekend?
It's supposed to be -21 next week, y'all. Y'all not hearing me, man. And then y'all know what cold is. For those who don't know what cold is, North Dakota is the coldest state out of the 50. Even Alaska, it be colder here than it is in Alaska. It's stupid cold. Just like, I think it was November, it was -60 degrees out here. -60. I'm not ready for this cold, man. I'm ready to.
And it's time to wear triple socks. Triple socks.
Yeah, you
got to
buy your coat from here. I think Cat Williams had a standard. He said the same. You can't buy a coat from Jersey and come here and then you're going to wear that same coat. Oh, no. You got to get you a North Dakota coat.
Right.
Georgia coat or Florida coat. Oh, I got to pull over. Okay. All right. Let me see how long you last up here. Man, you going to last not a month,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, no furniture. Just me and
yeah.
Baby.
video chatting, and like he would get dressed before he go out. Yo, I seen this guy put on so many hair clothes.
Layers. Yeah.
Man, yes, I got on right there. I promise you not. I promise you. I'm inside the house. I got on five pairs of sweatpants. I got a 1, 2, 3, 4 shirts and a hoodie. Man, I had a hat on just a minute. But like, I don't know why I had it on, but I had it outside. That's why I had it. When I came in, I just didn't take it off. But, hey, it's cold. It's like I died and went to the reverse hell. The cold is when it's just stupid, man. I swear to God. Every year I got family up here, and every year we say the same thing. Why are we here, bro? And then we look around, and they're like, oh, ain't no violence, no games, no. You got to worry about your kids getting shot, and you got to worry about getting kidnapped. That's why we here. So it's like take the cold and deal with less of the drama, or take a lot of drama and deal with less of the cold. So it's one of those things.
Wow.
You want your kids to grow up and be playful, or you want them to grow up and be violent. It's all up to you, because they are a product of their environment. So no matter what you try to do, what you try to teach them, it's going to be what it is.
Wow. Not for the faint of heart.
Say it again.
It's not for the faint of heart.
Oh, that's for sure. I have people come up here, want to come up here and chill. I let them chill during the summer. One month of that cold, it'll be like 15 degrees for the high and 0 degrees for the low. Yeah, that's just for this week. And next week, it'll be like negative 15 for the high and then negative 20 for the low. Like, once they get a taste of that negative, yeah, it changed their whole mind frame. I know y'all probably seen it on YouTube and Facebook where you can throw the boiling water outside and and it freeze. That's here. If they ever ask you what freezes faster, hot water or cold water, hot water freezes the fastest. This is not a scientific guess. This is something I know. It get cold here. Matter of fact, I'm gonna look up Alaska weather for you and tell you what it's gonna be in Anchorage.
How far are you from Alaska?
Huh?
It's North Dakota.
How far are you from Alaska?
Alaska, I want to say, down further. Cali, it's probably like, you can't drive to Alaska. You got to fly.
21 hours. Oh, damn.
See, look, this week, it's going to be all warm in Alaska. This week, the lowest, they got some good temps this week. They even getting a little bit of hail rain today. They hear freezing rain. Man, they all in the positives this whole week. We in the negatives. Man, tell you. Hey, let me see. I'm going to tell you exactly how far it is. It's 45 hours from here to Alaska.
Oh, you got that.
Now, we like 30 minutes from Canada, though. Now, we right here from Canada. Like, it's 30 minutes to get to Canada.
The thing is,
we're closer to it because, if you go to Oregon, but you got to go through Alaska, you got to go through Canada to get to Alaska. So you got to go north and you're going through Saskatchewan, I think, and going towards British Columbia and all that other stuff, and then you get into Alaska. But yeah, I don't think you can just drive. I think it's roads that just ain't no road. Man, I swear to God, man, if I'm lying, I'm flying. There's a road I had when I got my brother one year in Sisselton, South Dakota. And the signs on the road says drive at your own risk. I promise you. It don't have a speed limit. It don't have a slow limit. Drive at your own risk. That's what it says. This is a true sign. This is a real sign. This ain't like a sign They're telling you that if you go out here and you go any further past this, you are on your own.
Yeah.
And then they'll give you a fine if they got to come rescue your ass.
And then they charge you. For the resources they
charge
you.
They charge you.
It's for sure. Yeah, finding all that fanciness, I'm certain. Made me think of Was it PB's Big Adventure? I know I'm taking it all the way back. When he was like, wrong, do not know, do not enter, or something like that. And it was just all these extra signs, like, oh, shit, like, you're done, you know? Made me think of that. At your own risk.
That's what it is. It says drive at your own risk. So, like, because when it snows so much here that sometimes you can't see the ditches. The whole, like, right now, like, it's so much snow outside. Like, it snowed, like, it hadn't snowed in a month. But it snowed so much when it did snow that the snow, when you're walking down the street, you're looking on both sides. You got to go around to see the stores. You can't just look from the street to see the store because the snow is piled up so high in front of the store that you had to go around and see it. And it's like I seen Buffalo get hit last week. Buffalo been getting hit. But the thing about Buffalo is it get warm and then it rains. Oh. I ain't home.
I'm cooking.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, you are. Hello? Who's this?
This Deshaun, man. What's going on, brother?
What's up, Deshaun?
What's going on with you?
Hello, what up, bro? Hola, hola, man. How you been?
Hola, how you doing? But yo, Dre, man, I ain't been on your spot in a minute, man. What's good with you?
I'm trolling, man, you know. We out here doing our little thing.
Hey, listen, you start your show a little later than I can really be up there, you know, my situation. However, you still doing your artist thing, right?
Yeah, you know we always doing that.
Okay, you doing it on Mondays, right?
Mondays, yeah.
Okay, so probably in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to have a few of my artists come up here and bless your scene, you know what I mean?
All right, that's it, man. Hook it up. That's all we do
yeah,
here,
I got
man.
Y'all.
Real platform for unsigned artists.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to send my artists over here, man. You know, hello, my name is Deshaun. Well, everybody call me Messiah. I'm not new to the show, but I'm new to the show because I ain't been on this one in a minute. You know, I hear you talking about snow. I'm mad at you. I don't like you today. I'm mad at you because I ain't got no snow to go throw at people.
Right before you called in, I was just about to say, see, it was snow. It ain't snow no more. It's just ice.
No, but you had snow. I ain't seen snow in years.
You hit somebody with this snow or this ice, you going to jail.
I want to throw I want to make a snowball.
Okay, hey, man, come on up here, man. I got a perfect spot for you.
Man, I'm in jail. You couldn't break me out. I'll be out there.
Hey, man,
listen, how much you want to come and get me, damn it? I got the money.
Hey, man, it depends on how much money it's going to cost me after I come get your ass.
I'll bail you out.
Man, free real, man.
Nah, man, I'm doing too good, man. They going to let me go soon, man. Free me.
Man, for real, man.
Yeah, for real, man. Man.
I came in early. You had a bunch of music playing.
Yeah, it's a radio show.
Oh, listen, I'm going to get, huh?
It's a radio show.
Yeah, no, I said I came through, you had a bunch of music playing. That's why I ain't, you know, get a chance to say nothing earlier. But what I want to say to you is, I don't know if you still have music from some of my artists that I sent to you before.
No.
Okay, I got to talk to Jay. When you talk to, I talk to Jay. He just got a couple of songs from two of my artists. I'm going to have him, the two songs he got. You welcome to play them on your show if you want.
Okay, though.
Yeah, but I'm ready to start releasing more music, man. I got you. I'm working on an intro for Jay show right now. So I think I'm gonna write something for him.
Once you got everybody know how long you've been a manager.
How long I've been doing my thing? I started my career. I'm incarcerated. This is my 20th year being down. I started my career working with another label. But he got a little funny because I was doing more stuff for the label than he was. So I've been running my own. I started New Era Records in 2019 and growing strong. I kind of do like the free spirit when I sign artists. I support them. I put money behind them when they want to do things. But they got to come up with a bag, too, because I'm not gonna put 10, 15 grand behind somebody if they're not going to put no money behind themselves. You feel me? I'm also affiliated with Universal Records, my right-hand man. He's a Universal Records artist. One of my good friends, y'all probably know her from the Make It Last Forever with Keith Sweat. Her name is Jackie McGee Peoples. Good friend. Another good friend is Melba Moore. Y'all probably know her as the Queen of New York. Old school
right.
people. So these are people that I have that I could call any day and say, hey, I need help if I needed help. My aunt is one of the greatest gospel singers in the world, which is Shirley Caesar. So I'm connected, but I don't use my connections to make myself go to where I needed to go. You know, I use a lot of platforms like this one right here, which I will support. This one, him, Jay. I'm also every Wednesday from 6 to 7, I'm on a podcast on iHeartRadio where I got 3 million to 4 million listeners every day that we go on. It's called The Dinner Club with Big Jig. You want to look him up. It's BIGG_JIGG. That's my right-hand man right there. But anybody that know artists that's trying to do some things, you know, you could let Dre know. You could let Jay know. They get at me. I'm not on Instagram because the police keep searching me. So I had to get rid of my phone. I'm not going to keep spending $1,500 to keep having to break my shit. Nah, that's it. It's over for that. But,
I was just telling Jess earlier, I'll be on TikTok. I'll be seeing people locked up on TikTok and shit.
I tried a TikTok, but, I was going to do a TikTok before, but I seen 4 people get locked up because they was posting on TikTok. These jokers was posting their real name. They tagging everybody in the jail. I was like, nope, not me. But I also have a clothing line with my brother called Fallen Fathers Apparel. You know, we're not just trying to sell clothes to the people. We're trying to sell closure. So we're trying to get y'all to speak, you know, get closure through tangible items. We know that you miss your loved ones. So we're going to do whatever we can do to try to get you to get that closure through tangible items. You know what I mean? I do whatever. Like, I got my own artist. As far as drawing, my brother and I, we both do the drawing. We have all our own equipment, so your equipment is not going out to none of your, anything people order is not going out to the Chinese people. We doing everything ourselves in the shop. In our, you know, so any machine you think of, I have.
Okay, American.
So I have candles. I make candles. I make cups. I make keychains. I also am affiliated with this young lady. She do pleasure toys for the women and whatever. So I kind of try to put my money in different places.
Right.
I hear somebody talking. Who are you, ma'am?
I'm Jesse Rabbit.
You who?
I'm just part of the podcast, sir.
I was just asking your name.
J Rabbit.
D Rabbit?
Yep.
J Rabbit.
J Rabbit, pleased to meet you. And, sir, you are?
I'm Murder, man. Some people call me Low. You got D Low. You know what I mean? Whatever you choose to call me is up to you. But, like the most people call me Low. I don't know, man. Be honest with you, they call it to me sometimes equally just as much as they call me, but nobody really call me my name, D'Angelo. But you know how that go. You can't make up your own nickname. You gotta be given the nickname.
There you go.
Hey, yeah, that was my ex-girl's son named D'Angelo, but we called him D-Lo, too.
Yeah, see, yeah.
Yeah, they was from Harrisburg.
My last name, Murdaugh, so people, you know, it's Murdaugh, but
huh?
It's M-U-R-D. My last name is Murdaugh, so a lot of people think it's Murd, like I made the name up to be dope or tighter, you know, basically like I'm gangster or something like that. I'm playing with anyone playing the PSO. And I'm on there, and the dude, the boy, is cussing out. I'm cussing back out. He said, "You ain't nothing but a nigger." I'm like, "Yeah,
oh,
you must be way."
Hey, listen, next week I'm gonna shine a little bit with y'all, man. If that's okay with y'all, Dre, bro, keep doing what you're doing, man. I'm trying to get your book. I don't know. I'm trying to get it, but
let me know, man. Real talk behind the scenes. Real talk behind the scenes, you know. I'll get the address through Jay, and I'll send you a couple of books out there, man. That's the one thing I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get my book out there, you know what I mean? And there.
Yeah, what
I'm going to
do also is you give me all the information where they could go get it from. I will put it on the radio show, you know, because, you know, iHeartRadio is big in Atlanta. You know, Atlanta is the biggest platform for people to come up in. So I will put that in the atmosphere, bro. You're going to be successful because you are a people's person. You get what I'm saying? You are definitely a people's person. And it's nothing but love for you, man. You know, we Pattersonians, and we stand strong together, man.
There you go. There you go, man.
Hey, Miss Ma'am, you have a blessed and wonderful day. D, you have a wonderful day. Jay, I know you in here, too. You big head ass. But nothing but love for y'all, man. Nothing but love for
Can't wait for next week to have you. You're welcome back. You know, of course, naturally, you know, we're looking forward to the positive energy. And definitely taking notes so that way we can, you know, plug your business.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate you. I'm better today. My Cowboys lost last night, so I'm a little better.
Yeah.
What's up? Before I go, what you need?
Before you go, bro, you want to get some shout out to anybody or your audience?
Man, shout out to everybody that's trying to move in a positive direction, man. Shout out to Jay Sean, man. Keeping it real with Jay, I shout you out. Dre, I shout you out. Bro, listen, I shout out everybody that's about doing something positive, man. Everybody that's trying to big up and move up in their community. You know, I lived in the gang life. But I shout out those who are trying to calm their team down so we can be productive, you know. I said this on the last show. My cousin was murdered. Well, my nephew was murdered at 18 years old in Patterson. You know, we just buried him not too long ago. And I don't think it's the proper, like, growing up, I'm 40. I'll be 40 this year by the grace of God. I've been locked up since I was 20. You get me? So I don't remember all this murder stuff that's going on today. You know, these gangs wasn't as big as they are. You know, we had more control over our people than there's control over them today. So shout out to the groups and the leaders of those groups who is trying to get some law and order back in their organization. I salute y'all. You know, I just give honor to God. I just give him all the honor because without him, there would be no me. You know, there was paths I was going on that God had pulled me away. One of the reasons I'm here is because I didn't listen to him. So I give him the glory for making me the man and creating me to be who he is. You know, always give praise to the gift giver, whether you call him God, whether you call him Jesus, whether you call him Yahweh, Yahshua, or Buddha, or Muhammad. Just give them what they deserve. God bless you, and y'all have a wonderful night.
God bless. Good night. Thanks for calling. Keep me together. Say you keep me together. Say the only thing you mean. Keep me together. Yeah, you keep me together. I got you by me. I know this shit is standing forever. But you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm tryna keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm tryna keep shit together. Tryna keep shit together. I'm tryna keep us together. Tryna keep us forever. lifting me up. You the only one with me that I know giving a fuck. I know you holding me down when I need you most. You know we having a celebration, let's exchange a toast. This is your time, baby, yeah, your time. Always on my mind, yeah, you always on my mind. Together, girl, I'm telling you I want this forever. Yeah, I'm trying to let you know that I want this forever. Keep me together, yeah, keep me together. I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever. Said you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep trying to keep us forever, trying to keep us forever. I keep the pieces together. I'm trying to tell you what's up, trying to push up my luck. Man, I remember looking back how everything used to suck. Used to run all these races and nobody keeping up. It's just you and this is me, this is how we gonna keep it. It's just you, it's just me, baby, it's our little secret. It's just you, it's just me, you just gotta agree. Nobody like you, nobody like me is where we supposed to be. Keep me together, yeah, you keep me together. I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever. Said you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us forever. Yeah.
Gotta keep us together. Gotta keep us forever.
Mm.
Forever's a long time.
Well.
Forever's a very long time.
Well, I mean, I think it's about perception, though, actually. That's my opinion. We could stand in the grocery store line and feel like it's forever. Can be in a shitty-ass relationship and feel like it's forever. But then to, you know, we can actually, you know, it could actually be exactly what it is. Eternity, infinity, forever. That's my thought.
That's true. So I guess that brings us to the topic of the night. Gio, you there?
Where did he go?
He probably stepped away for a second.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I got
you.
You got you. Oh,
dang, my bad. I'm sitting here talking. Oh, my bad. You know that technology.
All right, so you want to go to the topic. Dio, you have the topic for tonight?
The conversation was, what do you want to leave here on the earth when you go? What do you want to leave? You know, so, I mean, everybody got a different opinion and a different say on it, but they said, what really do you want to leave as your legacy?
All right, let's go around the table. Since it's your topic, why don't you go first?
Okay. Yeah, you go first.
Before you start, you got to kind of, let me see how to put it, because it's there's a couple ways to say it, but I'm going to do it like this. All right, the definition of a legacy is an amount of money or property left to someone in a will. For example, my grandmother died and unexpectedly left me a small legacy. The long-lasting impact of particular events, actions, etc., that took place in the past or of a personal life. So, I'm going to say it like this. When we ask this question, we're saying, what do you know, just understand what a legacy is. So if you're like, well, I want to leave my kids some money in the house, that's a legacy. You know what I mean?
Like Kmart.
If you left them Kmart, it wouldn't really be leaving. I mean, that would still be, I mean, it should be part of leaving a legacy, but, you know, it's pretty much just, you buying Kmart, Walmart, you know what I mean? It's like being a millionaire, but you don't take care of your kids. You know what I mean?
How about, yes.
That's kind of what happened, though, because it's like that in a way, because they looking just for money. That's all they looking for. Ain't like they looking for no drugs or nothing. Mm-hmm. They looking for one thing and one thing only, and that's your ass not paying child support. Now, they can catch you on some other shit when they kicking your dough, but you better get them a damn kicking your dough. Shoot, you ain't got nothing in. You sit there right there, they gonna sit there right there trying to get a warrant. You can sit there and get rid of whatever you trying to get rid of. Because Kurt's getting in trouble on everything. It helps me.
So what would you like to leave?
Who, me?
Let the lady go first. Women go first. Let me see. I want to hear what she got to say about it.
I'm still gathering, collecting my thoughts because, you know, being in the life insurance industry for 24 plus years, I retired from that. You know, I was one of the fortunate ones to be able to successfully retire at a young age. And now I'm, you know, back at it again. So having to see, you know, people, you know, just either prepare for, you know, distribution, which is the final phase, and then, you know, the full collection allocation of everything that they have done as far as financial, the financial aspect of that person's, you know, life. You know, sometimes it could be a really sad situation. And for some people, it can be very fruitful how, you know, they plan. Some people don't, you know, because what is it? You plan to fail or fail to plan? Or what is it? You plan to fail or fail to plan? Yeah, same thing. It's all the same shit. And I think I'm saying it the wrong way. I'm kind of drinking. So,
it's better. I think it's called Planet Pizza. Who? Me?
Hey, I'll go. For me, I want to leave memories. One of the reasons why I do music and I do videos and I TikTok is like, you know, when we were growing up, when we lost a loved one, and there wasn't any other pictures. It depends on how your family is, how family-oriented are you. You don't have other pictures or things like that. So, like, you can't really see them again. I want my child, my kids to be able, or they want to see Daddy, they'll see Daddy in his videos, or they'll see Daddy in his movies, or they want to hear Daddy's voice, listen to Daddy's music. You know what I'm saying? That's for my kids. For the world and other people, my friends and things, I want to be the one that they think about when on their hardest times. And they feel like they're back against the wall and they can't do something. I want you to think of me and how much I fought and scratched to being disabled, you know what I'm saying, and still achieving the things that I accomplished and still trying to accomplish. And after that, I'm good. The only people can find strength in my pain.
Put it in your face like a motherfucking knife.
Hmm?
Let me give you that 2 times in the head. I'm rapping. Put it in your face like a motherfucking knife.
Yeah,
you know it's personal when a nigga put it in your face like that. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that's good. That's all I'm gonna read.
Huh?
That's the impact I'm gonna read on the world, basically. That's it. That's what I'll be good. So, man, look, y'all know who it is, man. Y'all know the number 563-999-3718. It's your boy Dre Star.
I don't think they heard it.
And Jay Rabbit. And Vito. You said what's up, bro?
Man, bring it back to him. I don't think they got the number, man. You got to bring it to the eardrum.
563-999-3718. You already know. We out here. I'll read you right back. I'll talk another song. And come back to some more fire, yeah?
Better than that, man. Huh?
Who? What the fuck is my name, bitch? It's 00. She moves like she care.
Wait, hold on.
Hips don't lie.
Huh?
Only fans. She about to go live.
Whoa.
Wrist. Touching, flavor ice, rich shoulders, name your price. She move like Shakira,
wait hold on,
hips don't lie, only fans. She about to go live, rich, touching, flavor ice, rich shoulders, name your price. See her secret, your bitch is free. She gon' pull up in the jeans. Who got the keys in my jeans? She all the drugs pulling all on my jeans. I think she's throwing the head. I think she taking mad. I think a nigga dumber. He doing what she said. Everything you got, it came with a cost. She said something became a bore. My neck, my wrist, I got it on cross. My wallet, guacamole sauce. I throw the bands while she throw it back. She got the whack, yeah that's what's hot. Rich shooter just returning the Mac. I need a count of 100 racks. She move like Shakira.
Wait, hold on.
Hips don't lie. Only fans. She about to go live. Wrist slushy. Flavor ice. Rich shoulders. Name your price. She move like Shakira.
Wait, hold on.
Hips don't lie. Only fans. She about to go live. Wrist slushy. Flavor ice. Rich shoulders. Name your price. Stacking, I'm macking, I'm flexing, I'm swagging, I'm killing these hoes and I'm body to bagging. Abracadabra, Jabal, it's a magic. Your boys from my stones and we got automatic. Fresh out the box, direct, I'm a plastic. It look like a Pokemon car holographic. Us in a clip, inspect the gadgets. Setting booby trap for you silly rats. Back up. I'ma have you gushing all like ketchup. A drug a monkey off the Hennessy. A different nigga knuckle up. Gorilla glue got me stuck. Leo daddy wore bucks. He told Danny Cheese, watch him all geek for a nigga wore nuts. She moved like Shakira.
Wait, hold on.
Hips don't lie. Only fans. She about to go live. Wrist slushy. Flavor ice. Rich shoulders. Name your price. She move like Shakira.
Wait, hold on.
Hips don't lie. Only fans. She about to go live. Wrist slushy. Flavor ice. Rich shoulders. Name your price. She move like Shakira.
Wait, hold on.
Hips don't lie. Only fans. She about to go live. Wrist slushy. Flavor ice. Rich shoulders. Name your price. She move like Shakira.
Wait, hold on.
Hips don't lie. Only fans. She about to go live. Wrist slushy. Flavor ice. Rich shoulders. Name your price.
Oh.
Let's go. Y'all know the number 563-999-3218. It's that new episode.
Comenzamos en la disco. Terminamos una fiesta en casa. Te quieres ir conmigo. Se te nota la impresión en tu cara. Dime que te encanta, yeah. Me gusta toda esa vaina, yeah. Me encanta cuando baila al revés. Tú sabes, bebé. Una noche chévere. Comenzamos en la disco. Terminamos una fiesta en casa. ¿Te quieres ir conmigo? Se te nota la impresión en tu cara. Dime que te encanta, yeah. Me gusta toda esa vaina. Me encanta cuando bailaré, tú sabes. Una noche chévere, chévere. Comenzamos con los blondes de creepy. La voz mía la pone bien friki. Le gusta el whisky en la roca. Nos besamos con el hielo en la boca. Eso a mí me provoca. Cuando ella y su amiga se tocan, ella me mira. Fiesta en casa, te quieres ir conmigo. Se te nota la impresión en tu cara. Dime que te encanta, yeah. Me gusta toda esa vaina, yeah. Me encanta cuando baila al revés. Tú sabes, bebé. Una noche chévere. Comenzamos en la disco. Terminamos una fiesta en casa. Te quieres ir conmigo. Se te nota la impresión en tu cara. Cuando bailaré, tú sabes. Una noche chévere.
Yeah. It's that also. It's funny, man. It's funny.
Excuse me.
What you think? That's your first time hearing that, right?
I remember you
played it last week. I remember it from last week.
Yeah, yeah. But it's Jess. That's your first time hearing you, right, Jess?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So Jess was sick last week. And thank God she's brought back.
What do you think about it, Jess?
Say that again?
What do you think about it? I was looking at your skin, your scale to rate from 1 to 10.
It was like a cool 9.9. Why? Because I really can't.
Actually, I'm just kidding.
The whole entire time, beautiful. Professionally, it was wonderful. Like, I make you want to dance, and I don't even.
Oh.
That's faithful. Ready to go.
Who's that? Is that also? Yo. Also, you live. What's going on, bro? Alright, he probably got us on hold. But he ain't building.
1 second.
Alright, also.
Wait,
yeah, I like that check.
Okay.
It's kind of hard. You know, Spanish music has changed so much in the past couple of years. Spanish music has changed so much in the past couple of years.
Oh, it has. It definitely has.
Yeah.
Definitely has.
Uh-huh.
I wish I could articulate it better, but it definitely has.
Yeah. What's going on, okay?
Yeah.
Chilling, man. Welcome back, man.
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? What's the word? What's the word?
You know, same Batman time, same Batman station. You know what I mean?
I dig it, I dig it, I dig it.
What's up, DJ? What's going on, Uso?
How are you?
Any better idea, you, man?
What's going on?
Senor Baja Panties with that damn reggaeton. Damn.
Mommy, did you just cut your hair?
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, you know, D'Angelo.
Just hearing the music in different angles, you know what I'm saying?
Mommy, so how are you living out there, big dog?
Oh, what's going on, my God? Oh, I'm cooling, man. Just, been working out for like 2 weeks straight, man. My body, like,
He's trying to say he don't know nothing about it. Like, what is going on? Yeah, but don't worry. That's a while to get, you know. You already know how it is. Yeah, you know. I never understood that when I was a kid. Like, oh, yeah, you got to work out. It's going to hurt you the next day, but you got to work through the pain. You know, you know how hard this shit is? My legs hurting. I can't move. I got to. Yeah. So if you're going a hard, good week straight, yeah, you gonna get a chance to reap them benefits after, you know, you're done and all that shit. Man.
That's a fact. Right now, I'm in pain right now, you know what
I'm saying? Another week, man. If you try to do it, take it to the level. I'm rooting for you over there, bro. I'm rooting for you, cuz. I hope you actually do what you got, you know. It works out for you.
My back.
And the teeth right there between my neck and my back. What's that called? That's the part that hurt. I remember I was telling Dre, you know, how it is up here during the winter. You gotta kind of have a workout regimen because it's so cold here. Man. So your eyes will be hurting you. Like some pieces of your parts of your body, you didn't even know that could hurt will hurt. You were like, I didn't even know that could hurt. But little do you know, it sure can.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I started doing diamond push-ups. Oh man!
Oh yeah, yeah. That'll get you. I tell people you don't need no $1 million weight bench or whatever. Dang, you gotta have instructor. You gotta have this. Walking around your house. You can start out with the littlest stuff, just the littlest weight, just a 15-pound, 20-pound weight, and just do that. It ain't even about the weight. It's about the repetition. If you can lift 20 pounds 300 times, you're a winner. You don't need the big guy that trained Dak Prescott and all the NFL, but you don't need no physical trainer like that. If you're trying to get right before the summer get here, just crank up some push-ups here and there. You know, every day do it, but you ain't got to go stupid crazy with it. Just a couple push-ups here and there. Just always try to be what you did yesterday. But
Money
go in prison, get out of prison, and be jacked. You're like, what kind of weight did y'all have in there? They don't be having no weight. People that use some towels with some people standing on them, maybe. Like some of the weirdest shit, but they be big, they be healthy. Yeah, man, keep going, man. I'm rooting for you, bro. Make sure you take that before and after, no homo. You gotta take that picture before and after so we can see the progress.
Oh, no. It's a fact.
I'm trying to crack up this page now so we can have places like that where you can just drop some stuff out there like that. Hey, this something that helped for me, might help for you. Because you got a lot of people out there trying the weirdest, craziest, $10,000 experiment. And the simplest thing that's right at your house could cure all of that. I got to have a weight. I got to have I got to have a pedal. What's that bike called?
Peloton.
The Peloton belt bike. And I got to have it. That's the only way my legs going to look like that. Man. Just ride around your neighborhood. That's all you got to do. Big old circus. Ride around. Wait, I'm rooting for you, bro. I'm rooting for you.
Persistence, man. Just, you know, just keep doing it while it hurts, man. Just
get through it. That's it. Once you get through it, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Oh, yeah.
working.
Everybody's talking about losing weight and getting body right. I want weight. Shit.
Yeah,
I want some meat on my bones. Shit.
I'm the same. When you doing weights anyway, you gotta think about gaining it before you even think about losing it. But you gotta gain it.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Now you can be 200 pounds and you probably, let's say 6'3", you know, like that's the normal what you're supposed to be. But now you wanna get toned up, and you just tone up, you be a toned up person. But the game, if you want to be bigger though, you got to get the fat, burn it, and then, you know, tighten it up, because you can't lose fat, you can't burn it. You can burn it, but it ain't gonna go nowhere. Put it that way. It's like a big ass balloon, like a blue up.
Everybody telling you how to lose weight. Random people telling you how to gain weight. Shit.
Huh? How to gain weight?
Hell yeah.
You know who a person that helped us all try to gain weight? And it is a little small smidget, but it's a big smidget. Fucking peanut butter. Like, peanut butter was a substitute back in the day for meat for the people. You know, because back in the day, they didn't have dentists. They didn't have veneers and partials and all of that. This was just the time, like, right around George Washington time. So, you know what I mean? So people, huh?
No, I was just agreeing with you.
That's what they was using for substitute as meat, because their teeth was gone. They couldn't chew nothing. So, Washington Carver. What's his name? I don't want to be lying. Like, what was his name? The dude that created peanut butter? Washington Carver. He's a black guy. Anyway, he made peanut butter for that exact thing, to help you gain weight when you couldn't eat some of the stuff that you needed to eat to gain it. If you want to gain some weight, shoot, don't buy no food. Just be buying peanut butter, bread, anything white. But that's the way you got to gain it.
Right. It was Marcellus Gilmore Edson, by the way.
Huh?
That's who the first peanut butter. Marcellus Gilmore Edson. He's from Canada. It was peanut butter.
I didn't hear you, sorry.
Canada.
Hey, Carlos. Told you they can send a man to the moon, but they can't get a good, decent regular old connection right over the next corner and kill me with that. That's how it is, though. That's how it be sometimes, man.
Yeah, I did late today, man. I'm doing crazy on, man.
What'd you say, bro?
Nah, I said I did leg day today, so
can't forget leg day.
Right now is thriving still.
I used to see all those big niggas, like built niggas, they no legs. So that shit look crazy.
Man, KT. Hey, I love my nigga KT, man. I love Rasta. I love him to death. He good upside, you know, he look good normal, you know, from the way he's up, he good, look good, like, he was, Well, you look at that nigga legs, though, you like, what the hell? Well, I know you ain't got leg day for a whole 3 years in a row.
Ain't no way.
You got good weight on, though. Good weight at the top. Yeah.
I did some cherry picking, quads, push-ups, diamond push-ups.
Let me get your tone right on up.
Oh, yeah.
That will get you super tone.
Oh, and I used to have a shadow boxing today too.
I used to have a gym.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was in it's snowing really bad out here, so I just picked a
gotta find something to do inside the house.
Nah, I was outside with it, man. Get that heart pumping.
Oh shit, no, I don't know about all that. It's too cold for that.
Hey, man.
I mean, right now it's all right. I guess you say all right right now. So, yeah, if you're going to get it in right now, it's the time to do it.
I'm going to drink some coffee right after that, boy. I'll be tired as hell, boy.
Yeah, they catch you right after that?
Not just on some Cuban coffee, man. I was just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was on Cuban coffee. Pretty good.
Some Bustelo. Bustelo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bustelo.
What is one of the stupidest healthy advice somebody can give, like one of those home hacks? What is one of the stupidest things you ever heard that you just tried? You're like, I don't know why the hell I tried this shit.
I mean, I didn't try, but somebody said eat mad cucumbers.
It's almost like a water diet. Well, there's actually some truth to that, because what it does is it helps with removing toxins and also hydrating your body. Low to no carbs, simple sugar, because it is technically a fruit, but it helps with detoxification. That's all. And then
I like cucumbers in my food.
Yeah,
though.
I don't think y'all are hearing nothing. Nothing crazy. But to make it short and sweet, me and my boy, this is a long time ago, educational purposes only, allegedly, me and my boy ain't had no blood, right? And he tells me he heard if we smoke banana pills, we'll get high. So we broke up some banana pills and we rolled it up and tried to smoke it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And we kind of actually got high. I don't know.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Okay. What is technology?
Yeah, I don't think I can picture you, man. Cutting up some banana peels and
rolling it up.
Oh man, people do that back in the day, man. They got these trees they call the monkey cigar trees, and they look like, this is in Carolina. They look like bean stalks almost, but you can smoke it like as is. You can wait, let it dry out, and you can smoke it. And they're supposed to give you, they got some of the same properties as THC as they do, you know, the tetrahydrocannabinol neutron. They got something like that inside of them, what they call a monkey cigar. The old head used to smoke them back in the day. If you get tired, look up monkey cigars. And they look like, you probably see them on TV, like, man, you know, things 100 times.
They get re-smoked. Not right. Bananas, did you? Like,
you said what kind of banana?
The shot right, the one you just was for. Like the regular banana, you just peeled that motherfucker. Banana. A regular banana.
Yeah, you saying what you do to it?
You rolled it up and smoked it.
Just a regular, what was that? He didn't put nothing in it?
No, he had no weed. He told me, basically he told me, if you get high, if you smoke banana pills.
No, they got
That one of them jailhouse, what do you call it, jailhouse high?
Okay.
Yeah,
you know that? He told
me. Did you try it?
Yeah, I just said that. Me and my man rolled up the banana peel and we smoked it.
Oh shit!
Yeah, you can use it as a guard.
No, you don't want to believe what I'm saying. You hear me, but you don't want to believe what I'm saying. I took a duck.
You said y'all smoked a banana. Listen to me.
We took a Dutch master, we opened it, we took a banana peel and broke it up. And put it inside the Dutch and rolled it up.
Okay. Well, you said y'all took the banana out of it. Just
re-put
the peel.
Yo, somebody, can I have what I said, please?
Yeah, somebody, please explain.
You probably can't hear me. Can I have what I said real quick?
His man cut up some banana peels and rolled it up in the Dutch and smoked it. Then he said he got high.
Yeah.
He said he was high.
I don't know,
like,
you could have got maybe a little cigar.
No,
not for the cigar. What I'm saying, that's why they call it jailhouse high. If you could take a banana peel, let it dry out, and then crush it up and smoke it, you'll get a little buzz. You get the blood, that's a jailhouse high. Because you don't get the full amount. It's just like poppy seed. Poppy seeds contain the same thing as THC do. So people would think that if you ate a whole bunch of poppy seeds, you'd get high. You will show up dirty for a piss test if you eat enough poppy seeds.
Listen, man. Y'all know what's up. I know y'all being entertained. It's your boy Dre Starr, my boy Also, with Jay Rabbit, Vito. You know who we are, the Humble Lucky Spirit podcast. I hope you really enjoy yourself. You know what I mean? Feel free to call in if you're on the link. You know what I mean? Thank you for being on the link. And we do appreciate you. Don't forget to hit the Facebook page, Humble Lucky Spirit. And, you know, leave a comment, like, subscribe, all that good stuff, you heard? We'll be right back.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you can buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalked for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's start.
Yeah. Walk with me.
Relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you niggas. Nike shoes can't fit you niggas. You can play it off. Looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sippin' beer. Switching up poles with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then happen to take a stare. Find the senses tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.
You got the Hungry Life Experience podcast. So what's going on? You guys, you've been quiet. What's going on, man? Got a little problem over there?
I was doing a little bit of research. I was really engaged with the conversation and actually went on the hunt for who invented peanut butter per the previous conversation. So that was just pretty much it.
We're trying to see who invented peanut butter or the
yes, sir. Device.
I was a black
and
man,
I did say that it was Marcellus Gilmore Edson, by the way. And he's from Canada.
He invented it?
Yes, and he called it peanut paste. And I believe
peanut paste?
Somewhere or another they partnered up with Kellogg. Mm-hmm. This was in the 1800s.
Kellogg wasn't invented then. Sometimes you can look up on Google, and they'll run you sometimes in a circle sometimes. So you got to kind of do a little bit like, it's just like looking up Jack Daniels, like who made Jack Daniels? They're going to say the white man from the guy, but you read further into the history, you're like, okay, well, a black man created it. George Washington Carver, I want to say that's who created peanut butter.
Peanuts, yes. But peanut butter, I don't know. That's what it says. It's on Wikipedia.
Oh, so he did peanuts. Yeah. He did peanuts.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sure. All right.
Yeah, I have no idea. I wasn't alive back then, so I don't know. I wasn't there.
I only know what the Googles. I consulted the Googles, and this is what I found.
Yeah, it said, what it said. It said, Dr. Carver, he established an agriculture extension in Alabama and founded an industrial research lab where he worked tirelessly on developing of hundreds of applications for new plants. Carver discovered more than 300 uses for peanut and 100 more uses of soybean. You see how close do it go into it? Because, like, sometimes you have to dig. These folks be, you know how it is. You already know. It says Dr. Carver published the research bulletin, How to Grow Peanuts and 105 Ways to Prepare It for Human Consumption. During that time, the boll weevil had turned to peanuts as the boll weevil had destroyed the cotton crop, and many farmers had to turn to peanuts as a cash crop. Alabama residents saw cotton oil mills converting to produce peanut oil. This was something that farmers could thrive on. Livestock could eat the peanut plant, and sharecrops could feed their families on crops. So. Dr. Carver died in 1943 and is buried in the campus of Tuskegee. Upon his death, Franklin D. Roosevelt sent the message, all mankind are the beneficiaries of the discoveries in the field of agricultural chemistry. The things which we, I'm trying to just skip over all of them. I ain't just go straight to it. I mean, that's what I'm getting right now. All I'm getting is he found 100 and some ways to, with soybeans, he found 300 ways to, you know, convert peanuts. So they're going to be saying, they're going to say a white man created it. You know, not being racist or anything, but that's what they're going to do. And most of the stuff that was created wasn't allowed to be shared by black people, weren't even supposed to know how to read. So you got one person that's reading and making stuff? Oh, no, they're going to kill you. They can't let you do all that. But, you know, they didn't want to be embarrassed. I'm a slave making me got better ideas than the master do. You know. No, God, I got a baby mama right now. I love my family to death. But when I was coming up, like I said, I had my first baby at 15. And then I ended up moving my baby mama when I was 16. But her grandparents, they old-fashioned. They, you know, they good people, but they can't read. They can't read. They can barely write. So it's one of those things, like, when you look at it, because like I said, they weren't supposed to know how to do that. But so if one of her grandparents did say, well, I didn't invent soap or I did invent this, it wouldn't be known back then because that wasn't supposed to even be happening. Oh, what, you got a slave that can read and he can do this and you still ain't broke him? That's what they want to do. Yeah? I wouldn't think a lot of this shit moved about who they say it is. You started watching that Black Mirror, right? You seen the episode where they had the girl dad's trapped in the museum. It was like a museum of 100 objects, and he didn't do something, but they had him pretty much pinned in for it. And you can kill him. He wasn't dead. He was alive, but you can keep shocking him over and over and over. You seen that episode?
No, I ain't seen that yet.
No. What about Jess? Jess ain't seen it?
How tall is that drop?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, but that's how it was. It was something like that. It was the wrong dude who did it, but, you know, back then, shit, you couldn't explain it fast enough, and you was left behind. Well, I invented it. How you invented it, boy? You know what I mean?
So also still with us? Yeah, Charles Johnson. But man, it's been a long night, man. Long night. Great show. great conversation. Made you think. Made you do research. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's very important.
Bathroom,
yeah. Sorry about that. But yeah. Word, man. So, which is not, I was telling people, you know, research is very important. You know what I mean? Like, you know, always know your knowledge. Knowledge is the key to success. Well,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Not so bad.
Oh, Jesus. You know that?
He sure.
Oh, no, he was. He did. It's electric. I think when the sun starts acting up, you get a lot of drop calls. It takes a lot of long time for your call. It takes a longer time for your connection and playing a game. It's actually messed up by that sun rays. It actually will mess it up. It really will. So I know when it start getting, you start hearing this, oh, it's going to be a solar flare or something like that. And yeah, you already got it. You already know that it's going to be it's going to be the sun. The sun's going to do it. Huh?
Okay. Yeah. So this is our plan for the rest of the night also.
Well, I'm gonna be relaxing, man, and staying with some beats and
my
way to hit, you know what I'm saying?
That's how you do it, man.
I had a question for you, Ocho.
What's going on, my guy?
Man, when you die, God forbid anything happen to you, first of all. But when you die, what do you want to be remembered by? What do you want to leave when you leave this earth? Do you want to leave a legacy? Do you want to leave... You know what I mean? But you can only pick one thing to leave. You can only pick one thing, though.
That was the truth,
you know,
man. Yeah.
What would be your... Huh?
I said, what's the choices that I got?
My bad. Say it again, bro.
Choices? No, no choices.
That's it.
What legacy?
What would you want to leave when you die from here? Who would you want to be... What do you want to be the last thing somebody, you know, said about you when you pass?
Fuck what people say about me and what they see I do. Like, you know, I see them fast. But they see I did, you know what I'm saying? Like, the growth, the pain, the... What I went through to become who I am, you know what I'm saying? Like, my legacy, you know, my little man and stuff like that. You know, so.
Okay, well, let's start like this. Hold on. All right. To speak on this, let me see if I can pull this for you. All right. The definition of legacy. It is an amount of money or property left to someone in a will. The long-lasting impact of particular events, actions, etc. So.
We lost you.
Hello?
We can't hear you, though. B. Well, I said basically was I do the music and videos and movies and shit. So when I do die, God forbid, and my kids should see me in my normal, you feel me, way. Because like back then.
So you're not asking for a legacy. You asking to be remembered by. What exactly? Say it again.
You got to his conversation, right?
Huh?
Yeah, you're talking to your uncle, right?
Yeah, no, I was talking to you.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said. So they could see me in my normal way, have something to remember me by, but not just memories, or visuals.
Well, I'm saying, so you want to be remembered by your, I still ain't catching. You want them just to, you said you as you, right? You want to remember you as you.
You got me a picture? That's probably why you can't hear me. For my kids, I was going to leave, like, me. Like, the reason why I do the movies and videos and TikTok and music is so my kids can hear me and see me in my normal action. And not just in memories and pictures.
But your normal action. I'm pretty sure they're
going to
know you as your normal.
They're going to know they pop. No,
so they can see me.
To see you? My great grandmother, I don't have no videos of her. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no pictures of her. I can't see her again. Only in pictures. I can see it. You know what I mean? I can't physically see her moving and, like, up doing things. You feel me? I want my kids to be able to turn my video on and see me and say, that's my daddy. You know what I'm saying? They see me in a movie. That's my daddy. They hear me on YouTube and SoundCloud. That's my daddy. I'm going to leave that to them, along with everything that I've done to go to them anyway. Like my books and all that shit, they're going to get money for that. Yeah? So for my friends and my family.
That won't be really leaving you, though. That would be more or less leaving a video of you. Like,
Do you want them to have?
You want them to have a tape or a DVD or something of you?
They can Google me.
What I'm saying, it wouldn't be really personal. Then it'd be more or less like, I don't know. Like, I feel what you're saying, but I'm just trying to see how would you lead that to somebody. Like,
is what?
No.
Huh? You saw me outside or no?
You said I see you one time?
No, I know what you mean, but yeah, I feel like there needs to be a little bit more to that, you know what I'm saying? Because now you're making it seem like, he's asking like what you leaving, like.
That's going to be something that everybody's going to see your movies and all that. But what do you want to leave on this earth? It ain't got to be to your family. It could just be to your, your immediate. But what would you want?
You're missing a point. If God forbid something happened to me, my book sales will go crazy. All my book sales go to my kids. So they already financially saved. You know what I'm saying? So I left all the work that I've done to, come on, man, you're not famous until you're dead. You know what I'm saying? So,
I can't see leaving them. I can see you doing movies and all that stuff. You know what I mean? But, like I said, they were like, oh, yeah, my daddy made this movie. I'm like, yeah, we seen it already.
Listen, we can't see our older loved ones the way we seen them. We should remember how they were. But we can't see them. So you mean to tell me, think of one person you love so much and you lost. You wouldn't mind seeing her in a video or hearing her voice again or him? You understand what I'm trying to say? That would mean more to a child.
When he died, he left his kid a teddy bear, so it got his voice on the teddy bear. So every time you held the teddy bear, like it says his name. I mean, it says his whatever he left the pick for. It was like, "I love you, son," or something like that. You know, that's similar to what you're saying. You know what I mean? Because they go, like I said, it's part of they voice, and you know, you kind of get a chance to actually hear them, not just that, but like I said, that would be more, I guess that would be more personal right there. That would be something you'll leave like that. But a movie, unless that movie is strictly about them, then I don't see how that works.
Oh,
trying to say,
bro,
it's what you want to be.
Listen.
It ain't what I want to be. It's what
look,
you
look,
want
look. You're thinking more about the movie. You're thinking more about the music. No, it's the fact that you get to see different images of your father. You're not worried about the movie. You may cut the movie out and only take the father scenes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Then when you're done with it, then what? Like, you got to have, first of all, you have to have a movie that's not going to say dedicated to him, but more likely, it's pretty much directed towards him. You know, I mean, I can see you came up with something like that.
You know what? Let me just say this. Okay, you could be right. Okay? But I'm trying to know my kids. I said my kids. I know what my kids would want. You know what I'm saying? I know from being in North Carolina.
What are you saying they want?
They will like that. They will like to see my videos and be able to see my videos when they feel bad, when they feel sad.
What if they see your movies now? It's like having pictures of your parents, then they die. You're like, yeah, these are good pictures, but I wish I could take some different pictures. Or I have a, it's what you want to leave, not what I want to leave. So what you're saying makes sense because it's something that you want to leave. So, I mean, like I said, if that's what you want to leave, then that's cool. Like I said, I might want to leave a fucking teddy bear, some shoes. Like, man, how's that benefiting them? It ain't got to benefit them. It's something that I want to leave. So I feel what you're saying. I get your flow, Joe, for sure.
I mean, if I'm rich, I don't have nothing to leave them but that.
That's what I'm saying. You can choose to leave anything. It ain't got to be money or no cars or nothing. Like I said, this would be my hit. I would want to leave my kids a wheelchair.
Like, I don't have nothing in it.
It don't have to be a legacy to that point. I mean, technically by definition, a legacy is property or cash. Something with that's called something that got value to it. So like I said, that's cool with an example for me, like if I was to leave my kids, I have like 3 movies that I set aside that I want, you know, just for them purposely, just for them. But to just like say, I'm going to leave them a movie. I got to leave my kid. Me personally, I just want to be left. I don't really want to leave a legacy. I mean, I don't want to really leave a legacy because mine ain't going to do, it won't have nothing to do with materialistic shit. My shit is that I want to make as much family as I can. So when I go, the legacy I'm leaving, that boy, he made sure our bloodline didn't die. You know what I mean? Something like that. You go to a Thanksgiving or, you know, Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas dinner, like, yeah, that boy had a lot of kids, boy. He made sure his name was going to be remembered because it's going to take a long time for you not to remember me because it's been so long. So if I can get
I gave my kids life. I got five of them. You feel know me? I gave them life. So, I mean,
that's something you gave them. I'm talking about when you die, but you're going to leave them. You gave them life, you're going to die, you're going to say, well, I left them life. Yeah, I get what you're saying, but that's just, to me, it's just a little shallow. It's just a little shallow. Like, come on, you can do better than that, my nigga. And that's my opinion, though. Like I said, you can leave them and they can be happy as fuck, you know, I'll go get out of here. But
All right, hold on. All right, you know me. You know me. So give me an example on what I should have said a lesson.
Me, personally, I think you did enough to where yours should just be quotes. You should be leaving quotes like a motherfucker. You ever have some shit you doing? Like, yeah, my mama always said, ain't nothing in this world free. So you get something for free, you know it ain't free. You know what I mean? Something like that. A life lesson. So I would leave my kid with lessons. I wouldn't understand when you broke. I want them to go through the broke phase so they can understand what it's like to be broke. I want them to understand that. So, you know what I mean? That's just, like I said, I feel like you got some good, you got very good thoughts and good things that you know, I hear you talk. But it's a lot of stuff you say sometimes stick with me.
I don't understand.
You say it again, bro?
I hear the good thing is how you raise a child. You do that while you're raising it.
Yeah, but like I said, some of the lessons that you do
is more. Hold on. That's parenting.
That's what?
That's parenting. That's being a parent. That's being a responsible parent.
But when you parent, you're going to parent the way you're going to say what you're supposed to say. You're going to tell them that, but you got to also put in your little kick to it. Like, when you was a kid, anybody could tell you, hey, man, tell the truth. You got to tell the truth. Your grandma used to tell you, tell the truth. I appreciate that, brother. And, you know, everybody say, tell the truth. But when you grow up, you understand that telling the truth could put you in a situation. So you have to tell them that, but then
We got 12 minutes left. Let's get to the tip of the conversation real quick. All right, basically you're telling me that leaving a visual and audio way for my kids to watch me and hear me when they miss me, but you say it's more important than that?
No, I'm going to say you don't have to leave a video. Yeah, I'm not saying you got to leave a video or anything. Yeah. Well, like, I'm just saying, less, like I said, if you tell them that... Just leaving them lesson. Like I said, you tell them to be honest, but you also tell them there's a time to be honest and there's a time, you know.
I do that all the time.
But see, that's what I'm telling you. If I left my kids with anything, I'm going to leave them with that. I got to leave them with a lesson. Yeah, man, tell the truth, Shane the Devil. Yeah, tell the truth, but make sure you tell the truth that you're doing it from the best of your heart, not doing it for spite, not doing it because somebody blows you or whatever the case is. Like, you guys, you know, like I said, I just reached 12, 27. That's just something that I just, you know, kind of, that's something that I looked at. Like, when I see people fast now, I'm like, hey, you know what I mean? What do they really want me to do? You have a good one. Okay. Well, that's what I'm saying about legacy. Like I said, it ain't got to be something with money. It ain't got to be a tape.
it just got to be lessons. Like, my, that's me. That's like I said, you said the videos would be good for your kids. You know your kids. So that what you're supposed to, you know, do what you feel like. But like I said, for me personally, I don't know about all that. I can tell my kids this and leave a movie and like, yeah, daddy, love me and all that. Cause I got a hell of a video. I got a video down there every year, down Thanksgiving, Christmas. So they got 100 videos to look at if they want to look at it. But them videos don't only last.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it will. It will last. Bro, you understand something. You're not thinking. As a hurt child without their parents. And your parents.
You forgot, I didn't have my parents, man. My mom was in prison when I was born. I'm not looking for the parents, that's what I'm saying.
We talk about death.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. What you leaving your kids at when you die? That's what I'm saying. I would prefer to leave them lessons. That video is cool, but hopefully there's a message in the video.
They learned the lessons of me during their parenting.
But that's what I'm saying. What do you tell your kids about lying? Because good parenting ain't just about, you know, the normal
about
shit. Ain't back in the day shit.
No. Huh? That's different. That's too different.
No, that's what I'm saying.
That's two different things, though. To me, so in my world, that's two different things. Talking like that to a child and teaching them right from wrong and knowing how to face different people. I got a girl. I got a beautiful little girl, and she's just a woman. So I talk to her and tell her real things. That's gonna be hard trying to raise a little girl like that. And
what do you tell your kid when they ask you about lying? What do you tell your kids about lying? Hopefully, it's a movie. Yeah.
Yeah, don't lie. Always tell the truth.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. So then they get shit at school, and they're like, well, they call me a snitch, daddy. And now you got to explain to them the other way. So if you would have passed before you got a chance to explain lesson number two, they would have just known lesson number one.
Man,
you know what I mean?
If somebody in cooking school calling you a snitch, okay, you tell it and not getting in trouble. You're not in. Man, look, that snitchy shit only rides for gang shit. And politics.
For sure.
If you're doing politics shit, then don't snitch. But I'm damn not going to tell my daughter, don't snitch.
That's how it is. Nah. If your daughter was by something that didn't have nothing to do with her or nothing like that, and she seen what happened, and she tell what happened, whoever she telling on ain't going to care about
the
moral that pop had.
Telling and being asked a question is two different things.
Yeah, you don't have to
answer. Hey, I saw this, but no. So awesome.
Hey, ma'am, did you see anything that happened in here? Now she meant to tell the truth, right?
Yeah, why not?
That's what I'm saying. Now, okay, then when that happened, and they find out that she told, now it's going to be harder for her to graduate. It'll be harder for her just to move through life. I'm not going to say life, but move through the school. You might have to change the school. It's not like where I'm from, you can't do it. Where I'm from, even as a kid, if you do it, they will make you change schools, bro. They will pick at you so much, so long, and you're like, fuck this, I can't keep doing this. I can't. Because they got side A of that lesson. I'm all for the telling the truth shit, too. Especially if you ain't even, you know, like you said, you ain't in the game politics or the street politics, then yeah, you're supposed to say something. But that still ain't gonna stop you from getting into the shit. Like, well, I did the right thing. Yeah, you did, but it will cause you trouble later on down the road. So if they don't know about the lesson B, they're gonna be thinking, what did they do wrong? They're not gonna understand it. And it's not because they did anything wrong.
it's just because of how kids, how people are. So, I say you got to teach them some kind of lessons, but having them understand that there's not, it ain't, everything ain't so cut clear. Everything ain't just so, he did it, that's it. Like, no.
Yeah.
So I had
to. All kids are different, you know. It's all to each his own and shit, but you know, I make sure my kids, like, they know both sides of life. They know the good life and the bad life. I try to teach them all the way around. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's how we do it, man. Look,
oh, yeah,
We got 3 minutes left of the show. Also, in your words, what's going on? I see you out and about. Also.
Also.
Yo. You got any final words?
Yo.
You got any final words? You got like 2 minutes left.
No. It's, I didn't know I was on, though.
Man, just give a shout out to the fam, all your loved ones, man.
Of course. But a shout out to everybody out there that, you know, going through the same thing, but still pulling through, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my family, even though I don't really top it out with them, you know, I'm still in good faith and love, you know what I'm saying? And a big shout out to my son, though, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be kind.
Man, you know me. Shout out to everybody out there that keeping the head above the water. Shout out to all the reals. Shout out to my mom, my brothers, the whole Georgia, my North Dakota family. Shout out to you, my Jersey family. Shout out to everybody that's out there that's trying to be productive and not trying to take from nobody else. If you're a good person, I hope all the good stuff in the world happens to you and only you. And if you're a bad person, I hope all the bad stuff in the world happens to you and only you.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's how you do it. And for me, yo, man, big shout to Jay Sean. Thank you, man, for the platform. Big shout out to Jay Rabbit for popping up tonight. Also, thank you, brother, for, you know, making you busy, for, you know, doing your thing. I appreciate you being here. Big old man, you already know. My brother to the end. Happy birthday to my mother. Her birthday is on the 20th. So big shout out to her. And Kate Craig, to my cousin, fighting for her life right now. You know what I'm saying? So all my angels pray for Michelle and hope she get better real soon. All my PS4 crew was good. Y'all hit the link. You know, so many of y'all. Oh, Flyboy was up, my nigga. HB and Dez. I hope y'all can be here next week. You know, they just lost their mom. You know what I'm saying? So they're going through it right now. That's why they're not here. So we pray for them. Other than that, man. The show.
Hey, Breezy.
Whoa. Baby, we can get close. I'm talking real, real close. Add me to your close friends. We too grown to pretend to come home. Baby, we can get closer. I'm talking real, real close. Add me to your close friends. We too grown to pretend to come home. No lie, I'm trying to spend some time with you. But no lie, I'm trying to put this dick on you. No lie, I'm trying to smoke a vibe with you. Dope, baby, show me what that mouth do. It's just something that you do, and I wanna pursue it. Have you in the newest, baby? Take it to
across the globe, and I ain't even brag. Made you come so many times. She said it feel like magic. It's just something that you doing. I wanna pursue it. Had these bitches clueless, baby. They wanna know what we doing. We doing what we doing. Gotta keep them out of business, baby. Then I'm flipping on your side. Girl, I know you like it. I can see you in my future. And I ain't even psyched. Got you gripping on the sheet. I love it when you ride it. Put you on some new shit. Don't knock it till you try it. Oh. Close friends, we too grown to pretend to come.